if you were in a vat of vomit up to your neck and someone threw a bag of shit at your head, what would you do?
I'll bet you were really happy with yourself when you came up with that question.
I did not. I pretty much gotten all these questions from other people. This this is an old question. It goes way back. And my wife, if I ask this in public, she gets pissed at me. Or even if she was sitting here, it's like, I go, okay, Susie, you'll have to
hold. Actually, my first question, my first response to that is, why in the fuck am I in a vat of vomit up to my neck in the first place? If I'm in a vat of vomit up to my neck, whether somebody throws a bag of shit at me or not is kind of neither here nor there.
Right.
I'm already in serious trouble.
That's
so
pretty good.
Like, the history of what leads up to it is what I'm curious about here, because hopefully I would have been able to defend myself better than that.
Right. Well, the guy who taught me that question is sort of like a Damien Runyon character. Really heavy dude. You would have loved him.
Is that the character from an Ayn Rand novel?
No, Damon Runyon is sort of like a Raymond Chandler of Chicago kind of writer.
Oh, okay. I recognize the name, but I don't think I've ever read it.
Yeah, anyways.
It's not Raymond Chandler, though.
Yeah, it's sort of that kind of guy. And he's just an amazing guy. And I think it's a metaphor for life, in essence. They're saying you're fucked and you're double fucked.
You have a particularly pessimistic or negative view of life.
Right, right. And that's why it comes off as being gross. But I've had some great answers to that question, too. But it's not that I'm seeking a great answer. You know, it's just, you know, we can move on if you want.
Well, no, I already answered it. I mean, I answered it in the way that
right.
comes most naturally to me.
Yeah, no, that was, that. Yeah, I understand. Okay.